Let us pray. Loving God, thy word is a lamp to my feet and light to our path. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our message this morning is titled, Jesus' Coming Restores Life to the Full. Jesus' birth is meant to restore life to the full. From a wider perspective, I have come up with this topic of Jesus' birth or his coming as another of God's provisions so that life for you, life for me, and for us all, and all of his creations be restored to the full. The angel's message to the shepherds in verse 10 of our reading this morning, it says, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. That good news is that Jesus was born, a Savior, a Messiah, the Lord. His coming for us today shall be a time of restoration, a restoration of life for us. In that, what I mean is that from a confined life to freedom of life, from stresses and anxieties of life to an abundance of peaceful life, from faithless or the lack of faith in our lives to a faithful life full of hope and grace. That is the basic meaning of Jesus' coming or the Christmas day we are celebrating today. In the Old Testament, book of Isaiah, I think we heard this in our Bible reading last night, it issued hope. People walking in darkness have seen a great light, and went on to talk about joy, rejoicing, freedom, and peace. How are these things possible? Yes, the angels have announced it to the shepherd. Good news of great joy for all people. So what was the basis for such a proclamation? For unto us a child is born, to us a child is given. We all know in the Christian calendar that last Sunday was the last Sunday of the Advent season in the Christian calendar. The Advent season where Christian recalls its hope and expectancies in the coming of Christ. The coming of Jesus Christ in the past, in the present, and in the future. Today, according to the calendar, Christians throughout the world will be celebrating Christmas in accordance to the tradition. We are following it through the lectionary. So in the last Advent season, according to the calendar I earlier mentioned, it was the season of hope and expectations. The hope and expectancy of something that brings us joy and peace. On Sunday, I was preaching to the Fijian congregation, and I related that hope and expectancy as to when we are about to go on a trip or when we are about to go on a journey. We prepare things properly, pack our bags, and get ready to go. What we prepare are things that we'll use in our journey and when we arrive at our destinies. We don't take unnecessary things with us, things that we don't need along the way or when we arrive. What we prepare for us is truly what we need to meet our expectations during our trip or when we arrive. The reason is for us to be comfortable, to enjoy and have peace in our journey. Unnecessary things disrupt and can ruin our journey. So our enjoying our trip will only be determined by the preparations in accordance to our expectations. We have gone past those preparations or the times or the season of Advent. We are now celebrating Christmas. We have to leave behind things we don't need. Now, in the coming weeks and the new year, today, we all have arrived safely and have begun our acknowledgement of this Christmas. We thank God that we are all here today and have all arrived safely, well, and have begun celebrating. I hope that the Advent season has been a worthwhile time for our preparations, with the hope of Jesus' divine presence in our midst and expectation of his return in the future. We had encountered the preparation, hope, and expectancy of Jesus in our lives. A few questions we might need to ask ourselves with. In our spiritual lives, is Jesus present? Has Jesus born anew into our spiritual lives? Has the baby Jesus, who was born today, in our lives been nurtured? The remembrance and acknowledgement of Jesus this Christmas should be a time of joy and merrymaking if we have honestly answered the questions I've just asked. That happens only when life is lived accordingly and that we are ready to go, share, and enjoy the time and place we are in today. But it can also be unfortunate that there can also be times of struggle for some people. There are people who may have faced difficulties in some foreseen circumstances. People suffer, and some people might have a memorable Christmas on different experiences. I believe last year our superintendent was not in our service with us. We later heard that day that his loving mom had passed on, gone to be with the Lord. I believe that will be a memorable Christmas experience for the Taunga family, relatives, friends, and the church community for us all. So my message today for us is the restoration of lives to where God intends, not what we intended, but what God wants us to have. No matter the circumstances or what we are facing today, I want to assure us this morning that today is a day of joy, a day to focus on that something bigger than anything else we can think of that has happened in our lives. Christmas today should be a time where all Christians, believers and followers of Jesus Christ come to terms with its meaning for us. Our spiritual lives shall be the center or the base in which we really enjoy and relate to a meaningful Christmas. From whatever experiences we may be having, joy, happiness, sad, difficulties, struggles, or anxieties, my message to us this morning is the message from our scripture reading by the angels to the shepherds that day. Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you the good news for great joy for all people. That good news is that we are going to be saved by this baby. The baby Jesus that was born 2,000 years ago, today is our Redeemer and Savior, the life giver. He has come that we may have life. In John chapter 10, verse 10, reads, Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly. In other words, life to the full. The well-known biblical verse of John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. That is our message today. Jesus has come to restore life. Our expectations of this Christmas can be fulfilled only on that note. Believe in him, through him, and all the aspects of his life. The fulfillment is attained only on that passage. Believing in him, in his birth, his teachings, his death, and his resurrection. For me, personally, understanding Jesus is understanding life and the reason for my existence. The different seasons and their meanings observed by Christians tend to give us a clear picture of our understanding the seasons, including Christmas, where Jesus is the center. Jesus as the reference point in our lives. We begin and end with him. So if we have all been observing the different seasons throughout the year, today and the next 12 days shall be very meaningful to us as we celebrate Jesus' birth. Not only in joy, but also in challenges and every other circumstances one may face. There is an abundance of peace and hope that goes with it. Come the first day of 2019, and on the 6th day of January, we'll all be happy that we have enjoyed this Christmas and looking forward to the next season of Epiphany, whereby for several weeks the church reflects on the manifestation of Jesus Christ to all people. This Christmas, the real joy, the real happiness, and the real satisfaction comes only with the understanding of Jesus' comings. As I said, in the past, today, and his coming in the future. When our thoughts tries to get the best of us, when we feel rushed or are worried in the cares of the day, focus on what he says first, that I'll bring greater peace, joy, and strength for this Christmas season and the whole year through. I conclude our message today with an experience I encountered in the last 2 weeks. My daughter graduated from the Victoria University 2 weeks ago, and I was so proud of her. I put up a few pictures on my Facebook page with a few words of congratulations. I wrote that nothing's more satisfying than achieving a goal in life. That was a goal my daughter achieved in the academy world. As for us in the Christian world and believers of Jesus, during this Christmas, try and look deeper into the meaning and reasons we are enjoying. Apart from presents, food, the travel, meeting up with our loved ones, and merrymaking. Let there be goals set and our work towards it before the next season of Christmas. So when we reflect, we are satisfied that we have achieved something. Let that spirit of godliness and Christ-likeness be the center of our enjoyment this Christmas. Our last reading by the Fijian this morning, the Lord has made known his victory. He has revealed his vindication in the sights of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness. And today, for us, before we tuck into our Christmas lunch, please remember those that may be not as fortunate as us this Christmas. Let us remember them in our prayers so that they can also feel the warmth and peace of joy with a great hope of restoration of their lives through the baby Jesus this Christmas. Not forgetting ourselves, our families, our congregation, our parish, the New Zealand Methodist Church, and the church worldwide, that this Christmas may be a memorable one where we are able to see and live the way we Christians should live by the grace of our Lord, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. To God be the glory. Amen.